reality of the pandemic.
J'ai commencé mes études, je me suis dit là.
So I was starting my studies and thinking, I'm going to arrive, make loads of friends, join lots of student societies, try lots of activities, and then boom, I'm stuck in a house all alone between its four walls. So Yasmin took up painting instead. But the pandemic has also cost her her peace of mind. Before, she was able to teach Arabic classes to make ends meet.
In the end, the two difficult things to deal with are the financial side and then the psychological side. So for the financial side, there is help from authorities, from associations, there are food distributions. But for the psychological side, we're really on our own.
After nearly a year of lockdowns and restrictions, French authorities are warning of a third wave. Not of COVID, but of mental health issues, including among the country's more than 1.5 million university students.
You're building your life, you're projecting down the road, you want to become this, you want to do this and that, and then, boom, you cannot do anything, you're stuck. So we have to let them know that right now we're in the middle of the storm, but we have still visualized where we want to go. Otherwise, we're going to be stuck in the storm with no vision. That creates despair.
But despair is not necessarily the only difficulty. For some, the time of their lives, meant to be the most footloose and fancy-free, has become a matter of survival. The line here is for a food bank set up in the heart of Paris by students who realized that some of their classmates were no longer able to eat.
We are the sacrifice generation.